Service safe. Which one off?
Professor Buzzkill. Mininess.
It's time for another mini myth, Buzzkillers. You know those little snippets of myth busting that we love to push out to you every week? We've got a new one here, and it's this. Einstein was not bad at mathematics when he was a young boy. I know you heard it when you were in school. Certainly I did. I'd be failing my long division. I couldn't figure it out, and my teachers would cuddle my little head and say, "Don't worry, young Ebenezer." Einstein also struggled with math when he was young. Of course, that didn't work, Buzzkillers. I still can't do my long division. I still need people to help me with almost every aspect of my mathematical life, but also, it planted in my head the idea that you could then go on from early failure to the most fantastic success in the world, the Nobel Prize, the atom bomb, and all those kinds of things. Sadly, it's not true. Einstein was excellent at mathematics. He was brilliant at a very young age and continued to be brilliant to the day he died. This myth comes from the fact that his dad wanted him to choose a technical scientific career rather than an academic scientific career. The academic scientific career being more theoretical. So he pushed him to take the entrance exams at the Swiss Polytechnic in Zurich early, when he was 16, rather than when he was 18, which was the normal age, and after he'd had all the normal training he would need to have. He failed the exams, probably because he was being pushed by his dad, not because he wasn't prepared for the math part of it, but he wasn't prepared for heavy-duty test-taking. European university entrance exams are a major, major deal. You can't just waltz in there. It takes far more prep than the SAT or the things that most of us are used to. So he failed because he was too young. And he might have failed. This is my little conspiracy theory. He might have failed because he was angry at his father, wanted to get back at him for pushing him into the technical side of things. So next time you're struggling balancing your checkbook, don't fall back on that old chestnut that Einstein wasn't good at math either. He was great at math. It's just that you aren't. Talk to you next week.